All right, meanwhile, in other breaking news, in a much anticipated move, Donald Trump has announced that he will run for president in 2024. He made the announcement tonight at Mar-a-Lago.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
Now, this speech was just a week after the Republican Party had a disappointing finish in the midterm elections, losing control of the Senate, or never taking control of the Senate back, and appearing on track to win only a very slim majority in the House. Here to tell us about all of this is NPR political correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben. Hey, Danielle.
Hey there.
Okay, so tell us more about what Trump said tonight.
Sure. So this speech just happened down in Mar-a-Lago. And I'll be honest, it's pretty standard Trump. If you've heard any of his rally speeches in the last year or two, you've heard a lot of this, albeit this was this was a bit more toned down, less inflammatory language, no swear words that I heard. But in terms of it being standard Trump, I mean, he puffed up his accomplishments as president and made the case that Joe Biden is a terrible president. I mean, and he also, speaking of puffing up his accomplishments, I mean, he said quite a few things that were not true, or at least that are very hard to back up. For example, he claimed credit for a strong economy during his presidency. Now, first of all, we know that presidents do not have very tight control at all over how the economy is doing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there is the little fact that in 2020, there was a COVID-induced recession.
Right.
And, of course, also a massive crisis because of COVID. Similarly, he said, I kept my campaign promises. Well, he kept some, but there are plenty he didn't keep, right? Like repealing Obamacare, finishing a border wall. A lot of those things didn't happen.
Exactly. I mean, also, one thing that is undeniable is a lot of the candidates that Donald Trump had endorsed didn't do too well in these midterm elections, right? So did he directly address that or anything about the midterms?
He did address the midterms, and he did so by downplaying Republican losses and also by attempting, as you might guess, to say that he had a great record in the midterms. But of course, there are plenty of Trump-backed Republican candidates who lost in the midterms, especially in really high-profile Senate races, governor races, and some competitive House elections. I'm thinking Blake Masters in Arizona, Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Both of those were Republican Senate candidates, of course. And as a result, like you said up top, Democrats were able to retain control of the Senate because some of those Trump-backed Senate candidates lost. According to one NPR analysis of election results, Trump backed 9 candidates across 36 toss-up races in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And of those 9 candidates, only one won. Mm. So Trump did cite some bigger numbers tonight, but when we're talking about those key races, he didn't do too great. One more thing I would add here, by the way, is that some Trump candidates did perform well on election day, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas, J.D. Vance, Senate candidate in Ohio. But in a lot of the battleground states, he just didn't fare too well.
That said, do we believe, when we look at the results of the midterm elections, that some political weakness on Donald Trump's part was revealed?
To some degree, yes. But of course, as we know, at this point, you can't count this guy out ever. He could face a challenge, of course, from Ron DeSantis on the Republican side, who has been gaining in polls. But I've talked to a lot of Republican voters, even the voters who like Ron DeSantis. It's not that they dislike Trump at all. It's just that they think, well, maybe DeSantis is more electable. I don't think it's that voters are counting him out, though.
That is NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Yes, thank you.